Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood. It's Thursday, time for another slice of fresh bread. I'm really, really glad to be with you today. We're continuing to make our way through 1 Timothy. We're in chapter 6, and we have just finished verse 10, and now we find ourselves in verse 11, which is opening up a section that you might call the conclusion of the letter. You know, when you open a letter, you have the salutation, then you have the introductory marks, then you get to the meat of what you want to say. And then after you do that, you just kind of establish a few things and greetings. And that's what Paul's letters do under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But then he always kind of gets to some concluding remarks he wants to leave you with. So let me share with you a couple of those today and tomorrow. And then next week, we'll finish it up. But here we are in 1 Timothy chapter 6. Listen to verse 11. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. So let me stop right there with verse 11. So he gives you the pattern of the Christian life. The Christian life, as you live for Christ, you flee temptation. You flee the call, the siren, subtle call to sin, and you pursue godliness. So you flee worldliness, you pursue godliness. In other words, you put off the old man, put on the new man. Now you can't put on and pursue until you put off and flee. So you want to flee or put off. Then you can pursue. You flee, then you can pursue what you ought to. But as long as you are engaged where you ought not to be, you can't pursue where you ought to be. And as long as you're putting on what you ought to put off, you can't put on what you need to put on. You know, if you get up in the morning, you got your pajamas on, you put your clothes on top of it, that's just not going to work. You've got to take off something to put on something. You've got to flee something to pursue something. So he tells you to flee something. By the way, notice who is he talking to? O man of God. But as for you, well, he loves to call Timothy this, O man of God. You'll see it repeated. Then he says, flee these things. What do you flee? Well, you flee that love of money. Remember what we talked about yesterday? Flee that love of money. Flee those cravings for worldliness. Flee those things. Don't resist temptation. Flee it. That's what you do. That's why you say, Lord, don't lead me into testing. Don't lead me into temptation. If God's got a testing for me, fine. But as for me, I do not seek to resist temptation. I want to flee it. I want to flee ungodly counsel, ungodly conduct. I want to flee all of that. But it's not enough to flee. You also need to pursue. Pursue righteousness. Pursue godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. By the way, if you'll go take that little short list, you'll find that it matches up with the fruit of the Spirit. How about that? Remember, what is the work of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit, that you're to walk in the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. He says, put off the deeds of the flesh. Flee, put off. And then walk in the Spirit, and here's the fruit of the Spirit. Well, after you hear the fruit of the Spirit, now listen to him. Pursue what? Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. That's just another way to list the fruit of the Spirit. That's the way we are to live in Christ, and that's the way we are to live for Christ. You remember when Jesus cast the demons out, and then he said, if you don't fill the heart up, then they're going to come back seven times worse. So you not only want to get the work of the gospel in yourself, but you also externally want to flee temptation and then ask the Lord to fill you up so there's no room for sin. Ask the Lord to fill you up with such a love for the Lord and a love for your wife and a love for your family. There's no room for those sins of the flesh to find a hook and a place in your life. Ask the Lord to fill you up with the love of Christ so there's no room for the love of money. So pursue that which is excellent. Flee that which will destroy you, all because you love the one who saves you. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.